overtake me at last. Suddenly it seemed to me as though there were the faint and plaintive sound of a harp string in the room. I raised my head. The moon was low in the sky and looked me straight in the face. White as chalk lay its light upon the floor. The strange sound was distinctly repeated. I leaned on my elbow. A faint feeling of awe plucked at my heart. A minute passed. Another. Somewhere far away a cock crowed. Another answered, still more remote. I let my head sink back on the pillow. See what one can work oneself up to, I thought again. There's a singing in my ears. After a little while I fell asleep, or I thought I fell asleep. I had an extraordinary dream. I fancied I was lying in my room, in my bed, and was not asleep, could not even close my eyes. And again I heard the sound. I turned over. The moonlight on the floor began softly to lift, to rise up, to round off slightly above. Before me, impalpable as mist, a white woman was standing, motionless. "Who are you?" I asked with an effort. A voice made answer, like the rustle of leaves.
"It is I have come for you."
"For me? But who are you?"
"Come by night to the edge of the wood. There stands an old oak tree. I will be there."
I tried to look closely into the face of the mysterious woman, and suddenly I gave an involuntary shudder. There was a chilly breath upon me. And then I was not lying down, but sitting up in my bed. And where, as I fancied, the phantom had stood, the moonlight lay in a long streak of white upon the floor. Chapter 2. The day passed somehow. I tried, I remember, to read, to work. Everything was a failure. The night came. My heart was throbbing within me, as though it expected something. I lay down and turned with my face to the wall.
"Why did you not come?"
sounded a distinct whisper in the room. I looked round quickly. Again she. Again the mysterious phantom. Motionless eyes in a motionless face, and a gaze full of sadness.
"Come,"
I heard the whisper again. "I will come," I replied with instinctive horror. The phantom bent slowly forward, and undulating faintly like smoke, melted away altogether. And again the moon shone white and untroubled on the smooth floor. Chapter 3. I passed the day in unrest. At supper I drank almost a whole bottle of wine, and all but went out onto the steps. But I turned back and flung myself into my bed. My blood was pulsing painfully. Again the sound was heard. I started, but did not look round. All at once I felt that someone had tight hold of me from behind, and was whispering in my very ear,
"Come, come, come."
Trembling with terror, I moaned out, "I will come," and sat up. A woman stood stooping close to my very pillow. She smiled dimly and vanished. I had time, though, to make out her face. It seemed to me I had seen her before. But where? When? I got up late and spent the whole day wandering about the country. I went to the old oak.